Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to elevating the souls of Simcha Chasdai, Pesach Vansir, Harav Meir Kahana, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, and Yosef Ben Meir. We're going to devote this week's program to the very, very great danger that Donald Trump poses to the survival of Israel and the Jewish people. Because this danger is a growing existential threat. And the reason it's an existential threat is because we don't have a prime minister or leaders in Israel who would ignore an evil American president demanding that they commit national suicide. If we had a Kahanist prime minister, if we had a God-fearing, Torah-true prime minister, it wouldn't matter who's president, because we'd have a leader who would automatically do what's right for the Jewish people and who would ignore a Donald Trump or a Hillary Clinton or Barack Hussein Obama. But we don't have that. We have a coward, Benjamin Netanyahu, who is a terrible Jew, who is a horrific leader, and all the other leaders around him, all the other politicians around him, are all sleazy, corrupt, cowardly, self-hating Jews. And so, in a situation like that, to have a dangerous, very dangerous president, who is a real bully, and who will very, very forcefully, in the strongest possible way, blackmail Israel, and pressure Israel, and bully Netanyahu, that is a very dangerous situation. Can you imagine Trump as president, Donald Trump as president, God forbid, bullying with all the power of the presidents of the United States and getting the whole world to gang up on little Israel and bully Israel to accept a so-called Palestinian state and a suicidal agreement that Israel goes back to the pre-1967 borders? Can you imagine a situation like that? How dangerous that would be, God forbid? That is where we're headed if Donald Trump wins the presidency, God forbid. And Trump is openly anti-Israel, even now when he's running for the presidency, even now when he needs Jewish money, because he's not going to self-fund his campaign in the general election, that's for sure. Even now when he needs Jewish money, and he needs Jewish votes, and he needs Jewish support, he is openly telling us, openly telegraphing to the whole world that his plan is to get Israel to agree to a suicidal agreement. And the agreement that Donald Trump wants is national suicide for Israel. That there's no doubt about. A so-called Palestine state, a retreat to the pre-1967 borders where Israel is only 6 to 9 miles wide, that is national suicide for the Jewish people. That could lead easily to another Holocaust, God forbid. And don't forget, this is the same Donald Trump that also says that he won't rip up the Iranian nuclear agreement, so we face the danger of a nuclear Iran, nuclearized Muslim terrorist states all surrounding Israel. All those countries will get nuclear bombs, God forbid. And you'll have Donald Trump pressuring Israel to go back to the suicidal pre-1967 borders. It's very, very dangerous. I mean, Donald Trump will eat Netanyahu for breakfast. Netanyahu is a coward. He's a terrible leader who always gives in to pressure, always caves in. A bully, a megalomaniacal bully like Donald Trump, putting all of his pressure and all of his power into getting Netanyahu to commit suicide, the danger here is unbelievable. And then we have Trump, and by the way, Trump is, even in the national debate, Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio both said that Trump is anti-Israel. Both of them called him anti-Israel. These are two Gentiles. One, Marco Rubio, is a Catholic, a Cuban Catholic from Florida, who's telling us that Trump is anti-Israel. The other, Ted Cruz, is a Bible-believing Christian from the state of Texas, also of Cuban descent, who tells us that Donald Trump is anti-Israel. These two Gentiles are telling us that he's anti-Israel. I mean, we as Jews certainly should see this immediately, because this is our necks on the line, and they're warning us, they're saying, this guy, look at this guy's anti-Israel positions here, look at what he's saying. And do you have any Jewish leaders or any Jewish organizations or any Jews that are warning the Jewish people about this other than JTF? We've been warning you about this for years. We've been warning you that we have to support Ted Cruz. We've been warning you how important this election is, even though we're against Israel having any dependence on the United States. We believe Israel should have leaders that should be completely independent, but we don't. And so in this situation, it's very dangerous, and we've been warning you about this. All along, you know you've been getting warnings from us. We've given you hundreds of videos. And we're doing everything we can. But we're the only voice. Come on, let's face it, we're the only voice out there consistently giving you the true message and telling you the truth. No one else is even warning you about the grave danger that exists now. And today, Donald Trump again showed us how dangerous he is. He refused to condemn David Duke and the Ku Klux Klan. David Duke and the neo-Nazi Ku Klux Klan have endorsed Donald Trump. All the Nazis, all the Klansmen, all the Jew haters are endorsing Donald Trump. And Trump, on national television, refused in an interview with Jake Tapper on CNN. You can see the interview, you can find the interview on the internet. He refused to condemn David Duke and the Ku Klux Klan. After he was attacked by everybody for this, after everybody said, "What? You don't condemn the Ku Klux Klan and you don't condemn David Duke?" After that, he then said, "Okay, I disavow." He just said he disavows. He didn't condemn, he just disavows. This is after everybody attacked him. He said he disavows, which means nothing. Disavows is an empty phrase that means nothing. He didn't say he condemns them. And the excuse he used when he didn't condemn them was he said, "I don't know anything about David Duke. I don't know anything about him. I don't know anything about the Ku Klux Klan." He doesn't know anything about the Ku Klux Klan? I mean, who is he kidding? This guy lies and lies and lies and lies and lies and lies and gets away with it. It's unbelievable. He calls Ted Cruz a liar. Ted Cruz, by the way, is not a liar. Ted Cruz happens to be a very honest man, one of the few honest people, one of the few courageous people in politics. And you know anyone who's followed me over the years, you know I hate politicians in America and Israel. I attack all of them. I hate them all. But Ted Cruz is one of the very few who is truly honest. And he and the media and all the left-wing media, they call Ted Cruz a liar. Ted Cruz, the guy who's honest. But Trump lies 20 times a day. Big lies, 20 times a day, and gets away with it. He's been doing this his whole life. His whole life is a lie. And so he once again tells us, he says he doesn't know who the Ku Klux Klan is, he doesn't know anything, he doesn't know who David Duke is. This is the same Donald Trump who did, you know, when he was running against David Duke because he wanted to be the Reform Party candidate for president, the left-wing Reform Party in 2000 wanted to run an independent candidate for president, and Donald Trump was running for their party nomination. Yes, Donald Trump ran for president once. He eventually pulled out, but, you know, he was running. And David Duke announced he was running. So Donald Trump knew exactly who David Duke was, and then he did condemn him because David Duke was against Trump at the time. If you're against Trump, he'll condemn you. If you're for Trump, if you're Hitler, if you're the devil, Satan, as long as you say something nice about Trump, Trump will like you. That's the mentality of this evil individual. So Trump pretended he didn't know who David Duke was, even though he has a history. He has a history of speaking about David Duke and commenting on David Duke. There's a long history of this. In fact, on Friday, 2 days before, he claimed on television today that he didn't know who David Duke was. On Friday, he said, "I disavow the endorsement of David Duke." Again, he wouldn't say condemn. He says, "I disavow," which is an empty, meaningless, milquetoast type of statement. Only 2 days before he was saying this, and now all of a sudden, on Friday he was saying he disavows David Duke's endorsement. He himself brings it up. And on Sunday, he claims he doesn't know who David Duke and the Ku Klux Klan are. He has to study it. He doesn't know who they are. And he's allowed to get away with this lying. Jews, when someone refuses to condemn the Ku Klux Klan and David Duke and the Nazis, and when someone has the support of Nazis, you better believe that's dangerous. Very dangerous. Donald Trump is very dangerous for the Jewish people. Very dangerous. And then, if that wasn't enough, on Twitter, Donald Trump tweeted out today a quote from Benito Mussolini, the Italian Nazi dictator. Benito Mussolini was the fascist dictator of Italy. He was Hitler's mentor. Hitler got his ideas on fascism from Mussolini. And then in World War II, Hitler and Mussolini were the main two allies in Europe. Hitler's number one ally was Mussolini and fascist Italy. Mussolini murdered 3 million Italians during World War II. And Mussolini helped Hitler and supported Hitler and fought with Hitler to enable Hitler to carry out the Holocaust against the Jewish people. Donald Trump quotes Mussolini, and then he's asked about it by Chuck Todd on NBC. He's asked about it. You can look this up as well. He's asked about, "Well, you're quoting Mussolini, a fascist?" And Trump says, yeah, okay, Mussolini was Mussolini. But it's still a good quote. It's an interesting quote. So what? In other words, he'll quote Mussolini, he'll quote Hitler, he'll quote Satan, he'll quote everybody. It's an interesting quote. So what? We have a candidate for president who is the overwhelming favorite now to win the Republican presidential nomination. Unfortunately, he is the overwhelming favorite. We have a candidate for president, the overwhelming leader in the race for the Republican presidential nomination, who is openly saying he's going to pressure Israel to commit national suicide, openly taking anti-Israel positions, and even in the middle of the campaign, you can imagine when there's no campaign, when he doesn't need Jewish votes, you can imagine how bad he's going to be then. He's doing this now. You can imagine then what it's going to be like. But he's openly making it as clear as day to daylight to us that he's going to be very anti-Israel. And he's refusing to condemn David Duke and the Nazis and the Klan and all the other people that he quotes and tweets and retweets and has a good relationship with. And he does have a good relationship with them. Many of his tweets are tweets of Nazis and Klansmen and other Jew haters. Many of his tweets. And when it's pointed out to him, he refuses to, he continues to retweet it. It doesn't bother him. And he favorably quotes Benito Mussolini, Hitler's number one ally during the Holocaust. So this is the type of individual now who is the front runner for the Republican presidential nomination. Who else has tried to warn you about this all this time? Who else? JTFers were like a voice in the wilderness most of the time. But somebody's got to speak out. You're part of the group that speaks out. You're part of the group that tells it like it is. Unfortunately, things are not looking good for us now. Now, we are, of course, continuing to support Ted Cruz. We're going to continue to support him. Look, miracles happen. So we're going to fight and we're going to hope that there's a political miracle with Ted Cruz. On Tuesday, you have Super Tuesday. Let's hope there's a political miracle. Let's hope people vote for Ted Cruz. So we'll continue to fight for Ted Cruz. But we've got to warn people about the dangers of Donald Trump. Obviously, if Trump, God forbid, wins the Republican nomination, as now appears likely, but if he wins the Republican nomination, obviously we're not going to support him. We're not going to support him under any circumstances. We're not going to support Hillary Clinton either. We're going to, if it's just Clinton versus Trump, we're going to sit the election out. And we're going to continue to expose both of them. But try to prepare Israel and the Jewish people for the danger that's coming. And also try to prepare the American people for the danger that's coming of having a president. Because either one of them as president will bring doom to the United States. Doom. Now do you see why we're so important? Who else tells you this? Who else has had the guts to bring you this information? Who else warned you about this from the beginning so many times over and over again? Who else has brought you this message? Now do you see why we're so important? Now do you see why it's such a tragedy that we don't have a multi-million dollar budget to bring our message to enough people so that we could have prevented this situation? If we had a multi-million dollar budget, if we had the real money and resources we need, I'm telling you right now, there's a good chance that Cruz and Rubio and the other candidates that are taking Trump on now. Now they're taking him on, but it's probably too late. God forbid, I hope not, but it's probably too late now that they're taking him on. If they had taken him on like this, if they had started exposing him and attacking him like they did in this debate, I mean, they beat him in the debate. Trump lost the debate disastrously. But his supporters are so blindly following him like cult members that at this point, it doesn't matter to them. No matter what happens, they're going to blindly support him. Or at least most of them do. We have to try, but unfortunately, most of them are blind and just will support him no matter what. Trump himself said that if he shot somebody, if he murdered people in the middle of Fifth Avenue, he wouldn't lose any support. His supporters would still support him. And unfortunately, that seems to be true. So if Cruz and Rubio and others had started to expose Trump for being the thief that he is, for being the liar that he is, the demagogue, the left-wing Democrat that he is, the hypocrite that he is, the guy who steps all over working people and middle-class people as he's done all his life. He's a rip-off artist and a con artist. If people had been exposing this 6 months ago or even 3 or 4 months ago, I think the situation would be very different. I don't think Trump would be on the verge of winning. But now they're doing it a few days before the final primary. It's sad. It's sad we have this situation. I will say, Ted Cruz did try. For a couple of months now, Ted Cruz has been attacking him. Ted Cruz has tried. But he's been all alone. And everybody, instead of going after Trump, everybody else, including Marco Rubio, were ganging up on Ted Cruz and ignoring Trump and allowing Trump to grow and grow and grow and allow this cancer to grow and grow and grow. But we were there. We were there the whole time, and you know, your witnesses, those of you that have been with us and followed us, you know that we were there telling you the truth and bringing you the truth, and you see this nightmare unfolding, unfortunately, because people didn't listen. We got to keep warning, and we got to keep fighting, because there are very important times are coming ahead, and the fact that we're the only voice of truth eventually is going to click with some people. Eventually, people are going to see that, God willing, and that will change things. Eventually, we'll wake enough people up, hopefully, so that maybe we can turn the situation around. In the election, I don't know if we can change the situation around, but maybe at least, in the long run, saving Israel, saving the Jewish people from another Holocaust, God forbid, hopefully we can do that. I hope, God willing. You can make a big difference. There are four things we've asked you to do every single week on these programs, on these weekly programs. Number one, we need your prayers. Please pray for the success of what we're trying to do. Prayers are very important. Number two, help us promote our Hebrew and English videos when you see us put up videos in Hebrew or in English. Number three, go to our Hebrew main page if you speak Hebrew. Im atem dovrei ivrit, kedai lachem liot pe'ilim badaf ha'ivri shelanu, hayamin.org. If you're, and what I just said in Hebrew is if you speak Hebrew, if you're Hebrew speakers, it's worthwhile for you to go to our Hebrew page, hayamin.org. If you don't speak Hebrew, our English page that the great Shlomo does, updated every day with great posts, tremendous information that you get, that you'll get nowhere else. This is where you should be. You should be commenting on it, be active on it. And that's, of course, jtf.org. Become active on that page. And finally, the fourth and final thing we need. Of course, we need your financial support to make a difference. If this doesn't show you how important we are and how important our message is, then I don't know what will. We desperately need a voice of truth. And JTF, unfortunately, all too often is the only voice of truth here and in Israel. And that's a terrible tragedy. That's a terrible tragedy. But we've got to continue doing this, because if we don't, then there'll be no voice of truth. No one anywhere that tells you what's going on. And that would be even more tragic. The more you support us, the stronger we are, the more people we can reach, the more good we can do. Checks, money orders, cash donations sent to our post office box do make a difference. God bless the great JTFers that are supporting us. And if you want, for convenience sake, to help us with your credit card, you can go to the donate button on our Hebrew main page on hayamin.org. On hayamin.org, our Hebrew main page, on top, there's a button in English. It says donate, click on the button, and in a couple of minutes, you can very conveniently donate with your credit card. We need your help. Let's fight together as a team. Let's try to make a difference here. Let's try to change things before it's too late. It isn't over yet. We've got to keep fighting. It's not over yet. And if we do what's right, maybe Hashem will have mercy, and maybe Hashem will move things in the proper direction. But we certainly have to do what's right, every one of us. Until next week for JTF, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.